Good luck. We're in Reis Tamach. We just about finished Tiva Dalet last week. Dalet was talking about when someone is renting together with the Balabayit, and there's an Aveda, a Metziah, in this place, who's Zeicha and the Metziah, and the Mechaba Paskin, like the Chibu Tarash, that they both are Zeicha, because since they're both living there, they're like they're both Zeicha, and they're both renters, even though one is the Balabayit, but they're both here together, and the Nela is Zeicha Leishneim. This Pasha is going with the Shita Tarash, so whenever you have a Zeicha in a house, the Zeicha is the one who could use the Chas to be Koina. You know, the Shita Tarangam holds not like that, that only the Maske could be Koina, and not the Seikha, in which case here the Balabais would be Koina, and not the tenant. And then we had a Ksais who all together said the Vein Shutzen, no one is Koina. You really have three choices. I just want to focus on the thing that Nakuda is, you go with the Shita Tarash, which is Makab is going here, a Seikha, the tenant, is Zeicha in the Messias. It's his chatzah. It's his chatzah for usage. It's his chatzah also to be kind of with the Kenyan chatzah to be Zeicha in these Messias. That's what comes out in the Macham over here. We're talking about Schiris. What would be if he would be a Shoyim? I borrow, I'm here for Shabbos. I want to use your house. I borrow your house for the weekend. Well, let's get the chum. Maybe it's long term. We can make a long term, maybe, usually not done, but like a lease, but without payment. I'm borrowing your house for a certain time. I need this house for a month. Like the Rosh, will the shayel be kinder? Could he use this chasa to be kinder? Or is it dafka by Pchiris? So grab the achrayim, the gzeila haplaysim, all neman, that what in shayla, the shayel is kinder. There's a shach in the kufta dechets of cotton vav. There's a ksais in Reish base of Khan Aleph. There's a nesivit in the psicha in the beginning of Reish. He has a psicha over there. He says it. There's a chubit from Hashem HaChelikim and Reish Tadi Aleph. Kamla v'kamla chayinim ul neman that's lav dafka a psicha who adin hashoyal has the same ability, the same chus that he could use the chatzah to be able to be koin ha-metziah. Koin anything. Well, it's a chatzah. Can you have it? Whatever you need a kinyan chatzah for, a shoyal has that same kinyan.
What did you start to do
that yourself? He didn't pay anything. Not really.
I was just going to say that.
But the kids said, "Ula kinyan neman that who adin hashayel." So now let's read the machab again. The machab says, "Ruvin adam shimin beveisoy umal lo yischar ven halachin zochem dem shneim." The main dalakasha is if the halach is true, then even by a shayom, why does the machab have to say umal lo yischar? It's mamish extra. It should be ruvin adam shimin beveisim. If you shayom agoyzus zochem dem shneim, what do you need umal lo yischar? Kilu like if it wouldn't be for yischar, no, it's not going to be zayka. Sorry?
Just be a guest.
And if I'm a guest, what's the problem? I'm going to be a guest.
No,
oh, very good. So, Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, this type of Akasha, this type of Adik is a very, in the Chubut Maram Ziskin, a Friedik and Simon Gimel, and there's also Shah Mishpul and Kufla Meches of Cotton Days, make this Dik, that why do you have to be Dafka here, my little Iskar? Look, every Shah was also kind of like the Shita. And basically, the way I understand the kiss of is. He says just that. Is that in order to be a shayla to be koina chatzah, it means you have a schus shayla. For example, I have to borrow for a certain term. I borrow it for the weekend. I borrow it for a month. So it's mine. You can't throw me out. So I have kinyonim. It's kinyonim shayla. You can't throw me out. But let's say I have to be your guest. I stop by in your house. Well, even though I'm living there, I'm bordering there, but no specific zman. I don't have a kinyonim in your house. You can throw me out whenever you want. So if I don't have kinyan yishayel in your house, then I'm not going to have the kinyan chatzah to be koyin.
How about being an old field sitting at a door? It was so crazy. You know, guy would, let's say you brought in a friend or something for 30 days, already they gave him schus, so he can't throw him out. Is that big enough for me to hear?
Right. But Balkoka of the landlord?
What?
Balkoka of the landlord, you're saying?
Let's say, I just let him stay with some relative in the
apartment
30 days.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the rules, but at least if I would lend it to specific, I can't throw you out, that's your cost, just like if you're paying me. But Gavemuk is not done like that, so therefore the Makabe says, I'm not Louis Kabe, you have to have Kinyon.
Right.
somebody wants to buy the house, then he's borrowing the carpet.
Well, I know he's a living guy. If I owe somehow much, I want to live in your house and I need it for a month, and you say, fine, I can have it for a month. Yes? Oh, so very good. Good.
Not
okay.
While he's there, I rented the house for all the services. But when I'm living there, I need to get
the house. I'm not letting him out. No, I've had the reason. You're saying that even I'll be able to tell you, because when you're together with me, it's different. I don't know. It's a nuker shayla. It's a nuker shayla. You could. Okay. Fine. I mean, the mic is the place I'm talking about when I invite somebody over and he eats the food. Was he ever train of the food? Or is he eating my food? Or no, then he ever cooks the food once he picks up on his fork. Or is he ever? So, but if he's buying my house, so then I'm also there. So, I mean, just I'm allowing him to use my house, but I've had him not giving him kibyonim. Okay. Fine. The receivers in Kuflam also has a problem. He has this problem. I've got to make sense, because he's the one who chose God's work, so he has this cash work going on over here. He says something simple, but not just that. I mean, he says that he has a chiddush that in order for a chassid to be koine, you have to have emes kinyanim in the chassid, not just a shibud, and he makes two daggers. You can have a kinyan in it, or it's no, I have a shibud on it that it's meshuvah to me that I'm allowed to use it. If I just be meshuvah to me without a kinyan of gof l'tayit, the chassid won't be koine. And even if I have an emes v'sheila, what's all have a kinyan? If I make an emes v'sheila, I do a kinyan, I go for the pay raisot, I better then my chas will be koina. But with that, now that's, this chiddush of nesivis is l'choya mashma like that, and many v'sheinim and achoina. But that's how the nesivis goes. Mainly he says, it's answered over here. I'm not sure what he means. I guess he means to say that it's the same idea. I mean, I let you live in my house, even though maybe you have a shibud, but you never made a maise kinyan. I guess, I don't know why not. I mean, God of course maybe you didn't do, but no, I don't know, when you went in and out of the house, you locked the door, why don't you have a no, and you have a kinyan? No, somehow he calls it, it's only a shibud, it's not a kinyan l'peiris, and Amela, that's why the chassid doesn't work. Hey, it's a minor mitzvah, it's a good to know, like, Mechava, but that's the schar, we say for a reason, that it would be without the schar, here we wouldn't say the din, that a shell was kind of with chassid. I know, but what did Mechava bring down for? Mechava didn't have to bring down those extra three words, right? It sounds like it's part of the... It's only a bit of to get to chassan. To get to have the chus kinyan chassan, you have to have kinyan the pay.
Are you saying that
there's
only
shibud
and he doesn't have
the shayla? No, not the shayla. He's saying in Hilchus that it should be your chassan, you have to have a kinyan aguf in the chassan the pay. You don't have the kinyan aguf in the chassan, only shibud.
I'm talking about the government
chayla. That's different. Okay, that's a whole different passion. When you start, if you maybe a maskal or your bicker boy, if you mishtamish with it, that alone could be his chayla. Hey, it's a whole different thing. Anyway, this is Kaka. Kaka, the Pashas, you might not have a Kinyan, you see the Shayla altogether on Kaka. We're going to have to see the Shaman. All right, that's good. All right, let's move on. Let's do Sifay. I might see Mois Bechanot. If someone finds, this is Mois Bechoyoy. I might see Mois Bechanot. You find money in a store. It's on the floor of the store. And why are you being table the Chenvani? If it's between the table and the Chenvani, the Chenvani is just behind the counter, behind the showcase. And this table was a type of a showcase that the Chenvani store, he stores stuff. I mean, you go into some of these stores, you see, let's say, they'll store cigarettes behind the counter, and he takes people out. So that was this table. And if you found it on the side of the counter that's closer to the Chenvani, so it must be he dropped it. So I am sure Balakhanus, it belongs to him. However, the Matam ala teva, but it was found on top of this showcase. The Ainzah Glenim Teva Lakut, or certainly if it was found on the customer side of the showcase, means on the store itself, on the floor, then we know it wasn't the Chenvani. So someone else must have dropped it. And the Mela, the Ainzah Matam, it automatically, you could pick it up and you could keep it. It's money. The Bailim already were Miyayish. They have a cloud, other than Mizmanashish, because they come in. So we know that whoever lost it was already in the Yish, now it's the Yish. And then we can let her pick it up and be koina. Sorry? The Mechanot is going to make some noise, Mechanot.
No, but can't
he assume that he'll go back to the store? He might go back to the store, but other than that, he said, so he knows that he lost. There's no where. It was not, he wasn't placed, but that, if he placed it there as a Malkum, but he didn't have a place, wasn't in Nuach, there is in Nuach, but you're allowed to pick it up. And why wasn't the Balak Chanut Koina with his store, let the Chatzah be Koina? So if you look in the Shach, he says the following. Mishum Duloy Samcha Date. You didn't have smichas das. Kevim the rabbim that nosam the yaitzim, people are coming in and out. It's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. So if chatzah can be koina. Afilu is the bechanos, and even if the owner is there, and normally by chatzah she'ena mishtameres we say that if the bialim is there, chatzah could be koina. Here lo mahani oimid betzad chatzeloi. Why not? Because when does it work? Aleichet the mati l'shemrei because he could watch it himself. So it becomes a mishtameres. Even if chatzah she'ena mishtameres by itself, but since you are there, you make it into Mishnah Meretz. V'yachol ha'akev she'ezut lu'achem, and you could prevent others from taking the item away. Aval ha'cha, kevin de lo yadid isay sham, since the owner himself doesn't know it's there, to finish, v'ramah mitzuyim sham l'kanach yatay, it's never been put chas Mishnah Meretz. It's not a chas Mishnah Meretz, and the fact that he's there doesn't help, because he doesn't know to protect it. So the kids is a chas v'shinu Mishnah Meretz, and immediately you'll let it come in, and pick it up, and it's yours. You find Moiz, and the store is to find it. If the owner of the store would see it and he wants it, then l'chayra, even though it's in Mishnah Meretz, he's there, you know, to watch it, and he could protect, prevent people from taking it, and it would be it.
If
you
start
with
something
like it, I'm saying, I'm asking. First, you have to establish it's a Kotesh in Mishnah Meretz, and then, I is there, he doesn't know about it, so it remains a Kotesh in Mishnah Meretz. But next time, if he sees it, he has an eye, but he's able to be able to protect and someone else copying. It means if he's with the Gosma, he could be distracted and I could take it. So it's Elena Mishnah. He has to be able to be in the orphan that he could watch it and prevent other people from taking it away. The male applies to Mishnah.
Well,
yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I was cleaning gold. I don't know. Yeah. But. You have to know how freely they have access in and out of the area of the customer side of the store. Okay, you have to know. But the kids are, I don't know if you can tell the guy not to, what happens if he's in his car and he sees and he tells the guy, don't pick it up, I want to keep it, maybe that's enough. I don't know. All right.
I had a friend who once went to a store, I didn't get the right change. I came back, I said, I'm short change $10. He said, oh, there was $10 on the counter. I must not have handed it to you. And somebody else came along and said, oh, somebody left $10. Oh, he's a zipper, the Irish, so I'll take it. So the customer took it. So who sent $10?
Well, it could be in that case if you never. If you never got it from the owner of the store, it's possible that one could argue that the owner still owes it to you. I mean, it's not like you got it and you lost it. The owner thought he paid you. He thought he paid you, and he never paid it. Right? Right. I'm just saying. So it could be it's not a problem. Although, you know, you could say, how about if I can, like by candy machines and whatever, and they drop the coins, and you just decide not to, well, you forgot, you didn't pick up the change. Could be there, it's different, because the candy machine was already yet for the broid, because the way it is, and we understand, the broid is put it al gabi salazu, put it in this pocket of the machine, that's where your change is going to be. They were yet for the broid. If you didn't take it, maybe they were already yet, it's tough luck. But there is a other matter where you say something. You knew that the guy, you didn't know that he gave you the $10 and you dropped it. You thought he shortchanged you. You thought that he didn't give you the $10. That's why you went back to the owner.
Yeah.
I know, but there's a other matter where you say, if you don't know where it is, I thought he gave me Yash. You want me Yash because you thought the owner didn't give it to you yet. That's why you want me Yash. I don't think it's Mishnah Meretz, because it's a public area. I don't think it's a public area, people come and go and come and go. It's ain't Mishnah Meretz. Someone called me up this week, he had a Shiloh on, I don't know what it's called, Willow. What's the one on 7th Street, I'm sorry. Willow, so the way it has it is like every few apartments have like an entranceway, which is really open up to the Rabbin, but it's a little more private, but there's a lot of people going to the parking lot and the different houses, and there was something there. People are going counseling. You're not protecting it. So he said, but I was in my house, and it's in common area, so it's obliged like, So I said, man, you didn't know about the item was there. So it's all back to shock. It only works if you know it's there, so you can protect it. You didn't know it was there. I know, but there's so many people are there, like we had in St. Gimel when the attendants and three different people sharing borders on the same house. Then I'm so mad. You have no protection. He has no protection.
There is now the shop that you have a box when most shamarim shalom,
Correct. Yeah, I'm just listening. Continuing the shock. What's the next line in the shock? Credit card, because the name is WGH by Simon. I don't know if they could stop it. I don't know if the Miyayish on it. Normally, by money in the eyes because of WGH by Simon, but here, it belongs to WGH by Simon. Huh? What? Okay, fine. It might be a star. I don't know how this is available, but this you can't keep it. And you certainly can't use it. It's not much. Sorry? Yeah, I know, but here he needs it for his other thing. All right, fine. If you have, if it's a domicile person that was there, he knew our community places that you keep your carriages and your bicycles in the hallway, I don't know, that other apartment on Fifth Street, whatever, it's fine. I understand. That's the way we do it. And I'm not taking your bike and not taking my stroller. That's fine. But it was to remember something which was lost. So how does it become a shemeret? I don't know. I'm more mishemeret than you. I don't know who's going to get to it. Right. Why? I'll touch it. What do you know? The Dov Shem with Simon and your mattress boy, you'll be Yaish. I'm going to keep it. Why not? So? Dov Shem from the mansion. What do you mean? Why should I know? How am I going to know it's yours? You don't even know it's yours. You didn't put it here at the place. It's here. It was a trap. So I didn't know it's yours. And I'll be either. No one knows who it is. Why shouldn't you take it? The mattress will keep the tummy. You lost it. You gave up. Give me that. I don't think it's Mishnah. I don't think we're working Mishnah here. My money's not your money. We have so many people going in. But we have staff, and we have other people, visitors, and the deliveries. Your mom is right next to the door, maybe. But it's Tom, who's in the hallway of the building. Now what? How do you know which guy it is? 20 people in the building. How do I know it's yours? They're knocking every single door. Did you look? I don't know. It's after me, the Chassid Shem and Mishnah.
An accountant was told that on the side
of the counter itself?
Yeah.
On top of the counter? We didn't do that. It's like, well, we started. Right. But this table is talking about, not our counter. The doctor didn't say the word counter. Because we put the money on the counter, we picked the money off the counter. Here's talking about a table like a showcase that we normally don't put items there. The chenvani is not going to put stuff there. It's not going to be places. It's not the chenvani. So came, someone else must have placed it there by accident or dropped it. Right, so that. Not over the counter, right. Well, you can't return it to the owner, why not?
You don't know the guy's name.
A yid or not a yid?
Maybe a yid, but
if it's a yid, then it's very nice to do. If it's not a yid, I don't know. Yeah. All right, fine. Let's move on. Now, Dr. Ramah, even if it's a double sheyesh posimin, still, it's going to be motareish or moitzah. You have to know why. I'm going to have to get back to it. No, it doesn't hear you. Let's say it's in an envelope, it's marked, or whatever it is. Correct, but that's if the money was in an envelope and it was marked. Whatever, it's double sheyesh posimin. We're going to have to get back to Ramah when we finish the makala. Let's continue. Yesh oimim, and some say, Dala teva, that on the teva itself is shokhenvani, because chenvanim sometimes do place their items on this showcase, and the mailer it belongs to them. Another case of the makaba. Masa mois pechanus hashulchani. Now we're talking about the chanus of selling items, whatever it is. Now we're talking about a money changer. So too, ben kisei lo shulchani, the kisei was the chair that held the table, the board, that they used to exchange the money on. They exchange the money on this board that's sitting on the kisei. It's like a leg of a table, we'll call it. I don't remember. It's not says, who regal shashukhan munach alav, the olav hu machlis. Fine? The stand, that's it. That was the word I was looking for. It's great. But so good. It's a stand. So this kisei is a stand. So if you found between the kisei and the shulchani, it belongs to the shulchani, because must be yidrat. It's on his side of the stand. Not on the kisei, but if you found it on the stand itself, lefnei shulchani, I feel like it's through the menachim, even if it has a simen, it's wrapped up, and it belongs to the maitam, v'hu provided Shiyeh Roi Vakam. If there's Roi Vakam, so you know it fell from the Goy, so you're allowed to keep it. And the Baal Shukhani, the Shukhani wasn't kind of this as a Chakvish and a Mishtamed, and I'm merely allowed to keep it. Shimloi, if it belongs to a Yid, if there's Roi Yisrael, then Chayv La'achriz, if the Dovi Sheish B'Simen, it's Neshem Tzrum, Yesh Ben Simen. Because it's Tzrum, it has been a Yesh Ben Simen. But Mechabe says, if it's a Dovi Sheish B'Simen, Avad Yidin Afi B'Machiz, if it's a Dovi Sheim B'Simen, then it's going to be yours. But even if you have to and if it's Roy Vakum, so then you have to be Makkah, you can keep it. Fine. Oh, so now the problem is, what happened to the first case? The first case, the Ramah inserts into the Mechava, a Lashon, I feel that if you have to be you're allowed to keep it. It's a temple, what's going on? So it's not John. It really is Makkah, as we're saying. The Rosh has a sword, even if you have to be a person is Miyayish, there's so many people coming in and out, so it's a out if a customer, another customer found it, he walked away with my item. That was my, the only thing, maybe the owner of the store found that I used to own and the owner said he doesn't know about it, so either he does know and he's lying, or he taka doesn't know. Either way, I'm never getting my item back, so if I'm a yayish. So the Tzman wants to say that Ramah is going like that, chief, that you taka me yayish even in the Davishesh Bezimim, and the Mechab is going like the other Yishayim. So yes, it's very modern Ramah. Why is Ramah speaking of Yayish Bezimim when it's Mufush Kegan and Mechab? She says, Yishayim, you should wait till the end of the Sif and argue with the Mechab over here. It's very modern. But the Shach says it's not Pshat and Ramah altogether. The Shach says that when the Ramah says, Afil Yesh Ben Simen, the Shach and Sifkan Yetez, says it's talking about in this case with his Roi Vakam, like the Mechab is Messiah. Even though Davi Yesh Ben Simen, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because it's Roi Vakam. And Ramah, it's yours. And Echanam, if it would be Roi Yisrael, I thought you'd love to be Machet, you wouldn't be able to keep it. The Mechab is talking about a case with Roi Yisrael, which is Roi Vakam.
I found money in this store,
and he'll have to tell you either the denomination would be the simon, or he found it in a certain envelope, which had a certain simon on the envelope, or it was through him in a certain type of a knot, so you could tell me the knot. Whatever the simon is, you'll have to just say, I found money, he'll have to tell you what the simon is. When you have a Roiv Yisrael, or a Roiv, well, this is a Mokum, so Roiv customers that frequent this store are Yidin, then you'll have to be market. If Roy's customers that frequent this store are Goyim, you won't have to be market. It means you'll have a Shetel store. And we're talking about a Roy here, which is Kamat Al, all a Goyim. But you know that Roy's Yisrael are the ones who are buying the Shetel. Or Stam, Hilchus, a farm store. Who cares what's in the city? But in the store, very people who frequent the store are Yidin. So Namel, you'll have to be market. Oh, if you go like a smash shop, but it's a fella. So he wants to say, because here I'm choshish that the owner of the store is the one who really got it, and I asked him for it, and he denied it. That's it. I'm at wit's end. I'm never going to get my item back. Even though the Shishman, I say, he must have stolen it. So normal, I'll assume whoever finds it eventually is going to be a machiz, and I'll eventually track down my item. But here, it must be the owner got it, and I'm lost. Fine. The mice is... We go with the shach, we pass in that if it will be a roi vakum, you're allowed to keep it. If it's a roi vizom, it's the yesh b'simen, you're going to have to return it. Another interesting is that Ramah plugs in that if it's on top of the teva, that it belongs to the chenvani. Even though when it's on top of the shulchan, by the shulchani, we say it belongs to the customer. So there this man says, what's a chilek? Why? So this man says, it's a matiz to a chilek, that by the chenot, the Nachamal, look at this man, Yud Ches. He says, Nachamal, Benimta la Kisei, by the case of Shulchanim, when it's found on the board, Kulam Amoyda Dishala Maitei, and the Ramah doesn't argue over there. Chayil the Gemara. So, Kasa Atur Chil Shabanayim, that Derech Abayim last week to Masayim Allah Shulchan, Bishamachi Hushal Maitei. Over there, it's Nama that the customers put the money on the table, so people go to the customer who lost it, and since he lost it, and he was miyash, so you're allowed to keep it. The mice can keep it. Shem chavah, in a normal store, shem der chavahim litnah, it's litin chavsein ala teva, they don't normally keep their stuff on top of this showcase, and the mela, they will say it probably came from the owner of the store, and then they'll have to give it back to Tzarechin. Okay, but that's a minor muskel. The longest over here is, I do want to point out, the longest over here is who lost it. If it's on this side of the table, must be the owner lost it. If it's on this side of the table, must be the customer lost it. And the male, it's lab after it was in his own store. The Archashukum points out, who was in the place you go to a fair, and you have these people who have a shukhanim or chanus, chanus in a fair, and they drop something, the same thing, even if it's a shusharabim. If it's on his side of the counter, it belongs to the owner, because it must be he dropped it. On the other side of the account, it must be it fell from a customer when he was in the Yiddish, and I'm merely allowed to keep it. And he says that if the owner left his booth for the day, so it's now an Aveda, so who cares if it's on his side of the booth and he dropped it, but if he left, it must be it's an Aveda now. So then he says, if it's an ear or the shuk, wherever this is, the sphere is Roy Bistral, so you know what, he's going to find it, and he's going to give it back to the Shulchanim because he recognized it's his booth. So he's going to give it back to him, so the guy's not Miyayish. But if it's a Roy Akum, so must be a Goy will find it, and the owner's going to be Miyayish, because he knows that whoever's going to find it's probably a Goy. Who cares if it's, even if it be a Simeon, even if it be a Mamish with Abishish with Simeon, or who did this, that it's a Simeon because it's by my booth, I'm going to be the Aish, because I know the guy's going to pick it up, he's never going to return it. All right. Another interesting Chiddush, before we go on, from the Umam HaNishpat, and he says, it says at the end of the Mechaba, that if it's a case of Roy Zachum, you don't have to return, you have to be Machiz, but if it's Roy Yisrael, you're going to have to be Machiz. The Ulam HaMishpat says a chiddush. He says that when it's Roy Yisrael, do you have to be machriz by a double sheish b'zimin in the store, is if the store owner is also a yid. But if the store owner is a guy, then you don't have to be machriz, even if it's Roy Yisrael. Why? He says, because most of the time, who's going to find this item? The store owner. So he says, just like we had our loch at the end of Reish Mentes Tzivchet, over there, Amar said that even by Roy Yisrael, but if the people who are kruim there, the Shamashim are kruim, they are goyim, probably the goy is going to find it. And the owner is miyayish. So to hear, since the owner is a goy and he's kruim, he's probably going to be the one who's going to find it, even in the ear Sharuba Yisrael. And the Mela, the owner of the item, the loser, is going to be miyayish. Even though Taka belongs to a yid, he's going to be miyayish. Even the Bibishesh with him, he's going to be miyayish. Because he'll be told that probably the owner of the Torah guy found it, and he won't give it back to me. So if he's miyayish, and if you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to be miyayish. Sometimes, and sometimes not.
No, but it's not.
Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes the guy will return something too, and sometimes why do we give them loans? But if you could assume that it's going to wind up in the hands of the guy, even a Dabashish Bazim, you're going to be Miyash. Because he did deny it. I'll never get it. I have nothing on him. I have proof that he took it. My memo is going to, I'm going to be Miyash. He could deny it. I don't know. He lost it here. He never ever went to a store and he said, you lost me. I don't know. No one ever said. I have no idea. The worker walked off with it. Never had such a story. I'm sure he had plenty of time.
You got ticked off.
You got ticked off because you know he's lying to you. That's right. But he did lie to you, right? So that's what the red name. You know, you're Miyash because you know he's going to lie to you. All right. You know what? Oh, and talking about a goyish balachanos, could anytime the halach would be right, but what's that? The Gemara would be talking about such a case. It wasn't brought down in the Makaba. Bishlam could say it's a roi vakum, so that's stuck in the case of Makaba. So the Gemara is saying the same halach as a Makaba. But to make a new akimta is not in the Gemara. You won't be told why, because the guy is the owner of the Zot. And it's telling about the Nasu is a guy. Oh, and he asked him. No, so that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah, that even if the owner of the Zot is a year, since I asked him, whatever. Okay, good. But Pasha, we don't pass like that. Pasha, we go like the Makab and we pass. Okay, let's do the next halakha. A regular store counter probably has money going both ways. Yes, I don't know what to do there, because you can't be told it belongs to the customer more than it belongs to the owner.
If
it's such a mitzvah that the owner of the store places it closer to him and the customer places it closer to him, that's how it goes? I don't know. That animal, when I come into your store, I won't put it on your side of the account even if it's mine? That's because I'm paying. But let's say I drop something. I drop something, it will probably be on my side again. And if you drop something, it will probably be on your side again. Okay, if you can make such a mitzvah, then I can answer. That's how you'll have it. Okay. Fine. Let's do Sivvot. Now, Sivvot, even though Sivvot is the derekah, not negev, this man is there. But there are many halachas in Sivvot, the Zeh Geshmak, which is very negev, this man is there. And then I would like to do Sivvot. Hamaytze kitzios bederech. If you find kitzios, kitzios are dried out figs. They used to leave them in the sadas and dry them out, and even put them on chains or whatever, on strings. So necklaces, Hamaytze kitzios bederech. He found it on the way near sadas or whatever. Afilu b'tzad stay kitzios. Even if it's right next to a sada that has kitzios in it, had a elu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. V'chein te'ena, and who are them figs? Fig tree, she noita l'deret, that's leaning over the street. V'nimzu tenem fechten, you find tenem underneath it, also mutarim. Why is it mutar? And you know it came from this tree, so it belongs to the owner of the tree, you should give it back. Sh'abaylam is yashim mehem, the baylam amayayish from these figs that are dropped. M'mnesha te'ena, u'chyezibah, figs that are dropped, so similar items, in the filas and the meses, as it falls to the ground, boom, it gets ruined and dirty. It splashes, or it's down, it gets dirty from the ground. People step on it. So the nail of the bailam and the yayish. Now, in order to have a yish, you need two steps. You need it to be that he has to know about it, or that the yish le medaras. And you also have to have a dovish in bezin, because the dovish with him, he will not leave the yayish, because he figures he'll eventually track it down. So the reason why it's not a yish le medaras is because he knows. Everyone knows that's the nature of trees. They drop their fruit. So it's not a Yishlam Midas. I know my trees are dropping fruit every single day. So it's Midas. Why am I Miyayish? On that, some of the Chabad saying, the reason I'm Miyayish is because in the Filos I'm in the Meses. Because I'll be Miyayish, I'm in the Maske, I give up on it because it's length of Midas. The second is going to hit, it's all over. So I'm being attacked to the face, even though I'm actually being masquerade. I already know mitchila that I'm going to lose fig there. It's a waste of time. Whatever drops, our laws are going to get ruined. And if I'm not going to. And then I aim for simus because the Gemara says chazusai mechiyach alav. It has the same color. The tree that's next to it probably is the figs of that tree. So l'chayy it started as a double shish b'simin. But I'm after it because it's not kedai, because it's going to get ruined. There's another translation that it gets ruined to the degree that it lost its simen. It lost its chazusai, so it turns into a davish ein by simen. I'm a yaish. So the pashat part is that if it's lost in the method, it gets ruined, and in the mail I'm being masked. Sorry? It's not, if you learn like that, and it's taka hefka, it's not even yish. The kapashat means, I give up on it. So I'm like, hilu, it's a shtendek mechila, shtendek haf. Hefka, I'm being masked then, because I know the life is going to get ruined. Now, sorry? It's not in my rishus, it's all down the derech. It's not in my rishus. And God even in my rishus is in my koi, because I remember I'm in place, it's good. But now, what's the case of the beginning? So what's the case of Ketzias? Zira Mechama doesn't give a reason why, what's going on over there. So the Sma and Sifkat Mechav Gimel, says like this: the Gemara Amru, the Derech Teinu Mutmarim Lipo Meilan, and the Shemakim Yitzayashim My Meitul Meilan. I feel the Kedim Mifilas and Mimenu. You ready to give up? The Mlatkin of Yishlei Midato will be Zuru Bali Adam Meitzay. So obviously we know Shemdik that it always drops. The Gama Kitzias, I by Kitzias. Kitzias are not coming from the trees. It's already taken down and it's sitting on the field to dry out. So why I'm being Miyayish? And if something flies away off my sada, the Chayt Yishlei Midat. No. What's the case? The gan haktsius b'shosh abal abal abayis lito mehem lito ladeitzoi. When he's picking them up to bring them to his house, and he drops them mishum chashivoson because they're so chashiv magish miyad b'nifilosan. He immediately notices that he lost something. Umisiyash mehem koydum shabalu yadam leitzoi. Just like you have a concept. Others from the matzah they keep saying, so too when you're carrying something and you dropped it, so you notice right away. You feel, oh, something's missing, and it means yash. So it's not a yish leimida. Correct. It's not have a different job. It's not one in cases that I'm carrying it, and because I'm carrying it, I drop it, and that drop is not usually that, but I feel it was dropped, so applies the yish. But now the smart is still missing the second rekuda. Smart is kind of different in Sultan Chavdalat as well, that even if you lost in the net, it only works by the tainer that it drops from height. And but Ketiz is on the floor, even if I'm carrying it and I drop it, it's not going to be if you lost in the net. So he says, Elamai, the chart is like I said over here in Sultan Chavdalat. You missed half the verse. So I now know that the Bible know that they lost it. But again, why are the Bible being miyayish? It should be a dovish yish b'zimit. It matches all my other kitzias. Kazus and mechichalot. Just like by Zayin, Zayin is kazus and mechichalot. And the only reason why I'm miyayish or maski is because it's nemesis. But by kitzias, it's not nemesis. It's supposed to be. Fakeh, I even put it like a kilo on the floor to dry out. So it's not nemesis. If it's not nemesis, what's going on? Why won't I go back? Not chashuv? No. It's not chashuv she'ein b'shach ruta zazam, but we don't know how it is. It's ketzias, I should go back, and it's not nemesis, so what's going on? So I don't know what this one means. He missed out half the zot. I'll go here to say it's because it's nemesis. But the Meishu Grazit says, that even on the case of ketzias, it's nemesis. He doesn't explain how, but maybe you learned that while you're carrying it, if you dropped it even from a low height, it becomes nemesis. Or people step on it, I don't know. But he learned about the nemesis. But it's nemesis, now it's nemesis, I don't know what he's talking about. So here it's next to the field. It's next to the field of the ketzias. Right, outside. So Grad is a Taz, but the Sman doesn't say this. The Taz Grad says, if you look at the Taz, towards the end of the Taz in Sivov, he says over here, he also has, where's the nefelis of being nemesis? It's not nefelis, it's regular ketzias. So there he says, no, the ketzias l'ishaya klam makmas ha-chazusa, we don't say this word, the chazusa mechila b'ketzias, they came into misyamshin klamet al-atada, ein shom mara klal, there's no distinct color that it has, it's dried out. The Taz holds that boy is Zayish, Chazutim Nechikalav, Atena, Chazutim Nechikalav, but Ketzis that are dried out, shriveled up, these things, they all look the same. They're dried out, they're dark, they're burnt from the sun, they're all the same. And Mela, you don't have Chazutim Nechikalav. So Mela, the Taz only does step two, it's funny. Smile only does step one, that the Bailam know about it. And Taz only does step two, that there's no Simen. Both of them need each other. You have to know about it, and there has to be double chamber semen, because you don't know about it, it's usually mitzvah. And if you do, and if it's a chazus and the chazal of the double chamber semen, even if you know about it, you want miyash. But together, the swan that has a good shot. You knew about it, you lost it, and when it's dried out, it's a double chamber semen, and everything is good. Okay, but like I said, the nation has a different shot. The nation tucker learns that the mess is even on this case. All right. Let's continue. However, Avozes in the cheruvim, if you'll have olives in cheruvim, carobs, uchiyetzben, they're asurim. There, it's not going to be nemesis, or maybe you don't even know that it fell off the tree in the first place, it's a yishle midas, and then there, it's going to be also. Utumarim, but dates, shenishirim haruach, where the wind blows them off the tree, mutarim, there they are mutar, even if they're not nemesis, why? A new svarim. Shechez kosen, shabailim, machlum, chalodim, we have a chazak that the bailim gave up on these. Why? The animals love dates. They'll eat them up. I'll never be able to get them. The animals are going to get there first. Machmas mitzikusim, because they're so sweet. Since they're so sweet, the animals for sure got to them. Why don't we say this new svara that the animals got to them by the first cases of te'ena, zeitzim, mechaluvim? So the shenim say, no, over there, the animals don't like zeitzim, mechaluvim so much. Tomorrow, they love tomorrow. But zeitzim, mechaluvim, te'ena, no, they're not going to take. I have had it. Sometimes animals eat these things, but it's not like they're not so, they're not in love with these fruits. That's what they're saying. I think it's Madrik and Mechaba. What did Mechaba say? Machos misu kutam. He had a mice of these words. He's trying to take, because tomorrow are more sweet than the other items. Therefore, by tomorrow, we say this for us. Taisus got this as a nupshat. Taisus says, I've had that the animals eat even zeitzim and cheruvim. But the reason why zeitzim and cheruvim is also, is because normally the trees don't drop to zeitzim and cheruvim. They're not Bishlam and Te'ina, they drop fruit Kaseda. But Zeisim and Cherubim are not normally dropped so often. So, by the Gishom Lo Midas, I don't know that my tree is going to drop these fruit, and the Mela was never in the Yaish. That's the text it says in Kavreiz and Mebeit. All right, but Pasha, so Makab is saying not like that. Makab is saying because the animals don't eat it. What? No, but I don't know my tree even dropped it. I don't know if it's Adkadekach. I could get to it before the animal, but I'm miyash. Okay, fine. Now, continues the machab. It's very important. Here's what I want to show on. Dimhayu shel yisoymin. If we know that these trees belong to yisoymin, she'enim b'nei mechila, the ketanim, they can't be moichel, then it's going to be asurim. It's the whole reason why you're allowed to keep it, because the owner knows that the animals are going to get to it. If he's moichel, he's master it. Well, the ketanim can't be moichel. The lot b'nei mechilin in them. The Meila, it's going to be awesome. The Gemara says, Lahed, he's only talking about where you know it's Yisraimim. If you don't know, you don't have to ask and say, oh, maybe it's your Yisraimim. No, we don't say that, Torah. We're not like the Kinon that it belongs to Yisraimim.
The word case is like this
case. I'm talking about tomorrow, yeah. Good. We're talking about tomorrow. Whenever you need the Torah of Mafkir or Michael, that's when you say this case. And if you have it in the different case of Tain, and you don't know that your tree dropped it, and you have to come on to the Svara that you were masquer it in the Tchilo, and the Chanami or the other Chanami will have the same problem, if that would be the Svara. Very good. Okay. So let's start. There's a halacha. That means at midaraisa, so you have to be a gadol to be able to be masker, matna, kain, whatever it is. Kinyan and pasha have to be when you're a gadol. Maybe that's a chesmat, it's not like a vishrein, and that could then could be kind of, but now you have to be a gadol to be kind of. Himalun kachamim, and you'll masakim, kachamim saputeis, that when the kids are 10 years old, or even as young as 6, but he's precocious enough that he has the same seichel as a 10-year-old, or Ravan says like that, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, depending how smart the kid is, but he has the das of a 10-year-old, a standard 10-year-old, then Chazal gave him a takana saputeis that he's able to be matna. He could sell, and he could buy. And he can even give matronis. The child is, what's with mechila? Could a cotton who's 10 years old, does Chazal give him the koyach to be meichel? The pella is that kemat every rishon says mefurish or cotton could be meichel. I'll give you a little a lot. There's a place in the ksubis pevavim et aleph, pababasakuf nam zainam et aid. But he has a takana. Takana, when he was 10 years old, they had enough das, they gave him a takana, just like he gave him to be makna, and give him matana, and to be koina, even though midirais and not midirabonan, he could make real kinyana. And, sorry? But to be medical, he's allowed, well, matana is also, I'm giving away matana, giving away something. So the same way you can give matana, maybe you can be medical. The Taisis, Taisim and Ksubas will chope, Vavim Rav, Vavastof and Zayna Beis, Ramban, Ra'or, Ritvor, Ran and Ksubas, Peyem and Beis, Ashbor, Ksubas and Gimel and Beis, Ravain and Crash Rats and Ksubas and Heil and Beis, and Dalam and Beis. And we aren't going through this, because I want to show you, because there are those people who think that Mechila doesn't work. Rosh and Bava Tid, Dav Kofam and Aleph, Mordechai, Goyis, Ashri, Ksubas, Ham, Echesam and Aleph, and there are Chubas and Rashba, and Yuchat, there's on and on a list that Avada, a cotton can be Michael. There's one sheet that's arrived that's mashma that a cotton can't be Michael. And even then, if you look in Chumas, you'll see that even the rivals might be equivalent to Michael, just not punked by any law. Whatever, I'm not getting into it. Sorry? One second. And if you look in the Ramban, Rishman, the Hesef Aleph, brings the truth of Ashba over there, that's also mashma that a cotton can be Michael. And as they pass through the Shah, and Timothy and the Lord, fifth cotton pay. So now we have a whole list. Sorry? What do you mean? I want to be Michael. I'm allowed to be Michael. Okay, fine. Well, we'll discuss. So the mice is, we've seen all of these Shainim, Kamat, Ruben, Kukula, that you see that Avada cotton could be Michael, just like they can give a Matana, they're allowed to be Michael too. They made the test. One second. So the Shaila is, what's going on over here? So Fushi Kumar Zaket, Yasmi, Lavin, and Mechilin, they can't be Michael. What's going on? So that's the Rivosh, already by Mekdesh Ayla. The Rivosh, in a few places, in Simon Chos, in the end of Simon Kuf Ches, in the end of Simon Tov Samachas, the Rivosh says, has this problem. I, if you could be Merkel, why did we say yes, to love the name of him? No? Yeah, it was a Kakon, it was by the mission already. And this is the Gemara. It's already, it's a Kakon and Kaduma. So Shaila is, what's going on over here? So Rivosh says the following text. And he's a Hezbollah. But the Rivosh says, Adkan, we say that a cotton could be Michael when he wants to be Michael, when he has das to be Michael. But when it's only Mechila, because everyone is Michael, Tanan Tzadi, that everyone are Michael, we don't invoke this Anan Tzadi of a Mechila by a cotton. If he, Lahedi says he's being Michael, that, yeah. But Anan Tzadi that he's being Michael, that, not. Okay, fine, very good. So the nice is, you look in the Bi'ah Dor and Reish Lam Hei Sif Katan Tes, says there is the same thing. That if he says he's being Michael, fine, but to say Stam Das that he's being Michael, that we don't do. And the child is why. And I'm going to give you three different shots of mine, that might be one of them, the Elam Beitin may be tapped on all three of them. But I'll give you three reasons why we don't say over here the Katan is Michael. First, you could say like this, that why is the Bi'ah being Michael? Because they know that their tree is going to drop their fruit. And they also know that the animals are going to eat it. So like the Royas Anoilat, HaChokum is the Royas Anoilat. A cotton is a labanate day in the Sarah. If they tell you the head of the being Michael and Maske, that's going to work. But to go deep in his mind and say, oh, he knows that they're going to be lost, and he knows the animals are going to eat it, and in Mela, that's why it's going to be Michael. We don't grant that to the Ketanim. They don't have enough seichel to really foresee and make good decisions based on the future. They make a decision what's in front of them. So Mamela, that's not a Mechila. One pshat. Another pshat is a Vadla, that's a pshat, maybe they do foresee the future. But the reason why we never on a Mechila, even though they didn't say Mechila, is because an Umdana, anyone who knows that his foods are going to be worse, it's going to be Mecha. A cotton is not such a bar seichel that even if his food might be lost and they aren't going to eat it, we can't invoke that on them. It's not a non-tabi that every cotton is going to be freely being meichel. They're more mitzumtam with their money. They're not going to be, even if it makes no sense, they should be meichel. But no, they're not. We won't invoke that on them. And that is mashma like that in the Chuvus Mari Patan and then hey, and the Chuvus Binyan Shleim, the Chalakalap space in the design, then that's the chat. That if he's being meichel, fine. But to say that he went and he was zichah be free with his money to invoke his umdan on him, that we won't do. And the third pshat is like what you were saying, and I think that's the emes of pshat, is Chazal gave you a takana of mechila. Avada they gave you that takana. But Chazal never went so far, it's a chiddush, but Chazal never went so far to give the ketana a takana of mechila even when they're not being mechila. If they say they had to be mechila, fine, but to say umdan on that topic that they gave up and they should want to be mechila, so what? But Chazal didn't give them that takana to be meichel b'chaygav. That's the third chat. Yeah, I mean, that's l'chero. We're going to get to about, 1 second, something similar. That's what? Sorry? Right, I know about it's a chiddush. Once you have the mechila, you can't lay plug. Once they have it, they have it. I know it's a chiddush. I'm asking. But the chayyur, that even though Chazal gives you mechila, and now you're not having a mechila, no, Chazal didn't give you mechila, but they only give you mechila when your head is being mechila, because of Levi Yitzchak, that if you need the mechila, if you need this kinyan to be done, so they gave you that chayyur, but it's because you gave up on it, and then they're not going to give you that mechila. All right. The Machan Ephraim, and I know you'd Zion, and the Nechmad Lamara, the Chelik Beis, and the Yishalmi, and Erevim, and Zion, Allah Chavav, and Tadiyem, and Beis, they both say a different shot. There's Avada, a cotton has a kreis mechila, and Avada over here too, the mechila would work. But when does the Gemara say over here, Yashin Labanei mechila, and like you said, it's talking about when they're too young, when they're even under, they're not 10 years old or 6 years old, whatever the shear. That's what, I mean, it's a strict basic in the law. Remember, does Yashin Labanei mechila? No. Which Yisraelim? The Yisraelim that are under 6 years old, those Yisraelim are Labanei mechila. So another shot. And a third shot I would like to say, which is more close to, sorry? No, to me, so you said no, Adam and Mechila. I know, you could go either way. Good. The light, if you look in Rashi and the Gemara, when it says Yatzal Labanei Mechila, and the Rashi plugs into the Gemara a different word. It's not a Mechila, what Mechila? You owe me something, I'm Mechila. What Mechila is? Mechila. You took my food and now I'm being Mechila? What was the Mechila here? So Rashi plugs in, we're talking about Hefka. Hefkeyon Einam Hefka. That's what Rashi says. And Achroinim Paskin, of Peter Rashi and others, who say that Ketanim have the Koyach of Matana, and the Koyach of Mechira, and the Koyach of Kinyan, but they did not have the Koyach to be Mafkin. Why not? And idea, that's the Chilek, like maybe Yitzchak said, is that Bishloim of Matana, or Mechira, or Kinyan, whatever it is, a specific individual. So he needs the Kinyan, and he wants the Mechira, even the Matana. I want to give you this Matana. Why? Because you were good to me, and if I give you the Matana, the comes fun enough to know I could smear you off. If I give you Matana, you'll be nice to me tomorrow, you'll invite me for a suzo. So I want to give you the Matana. You were nice to me yesterday, I want to pay you back to you. You continue to be nice to me. So I'm giving it to a specific individual. That's why my Matana is a good Matana. But the Hefka, which is not to a specific individual, it's to the Kuli Yalma, what do they need the Kurds of Hefka for? What are they going to gain from this Hefka? Who are they being native with this Hefka that they're going to derive a benefit from it? So yes, they don't have any benefits, not to a specific individual. Chazal never gave Ketanim the Kurds of Hefka in the first place. And if you look, right, so no benefit, they only get the cost to benefit you them. There are no benefits over here. So the Melo, they never get the cost. The Vada the Mechila is a good Mechila, but the Hefka is not a good Hefka. And this Mechila is a Lashon Moshe, doesn't mean Mechila, it means Hefka, like Rashi says. And Hefka doesn't work. Who makes this Chilek? I found this Chilek in Hagoyt Ramei Arik, in the end of Eshel Avram, it's printed Hagoyt Ramei Arik on Arik Chaim. If you look over there in Eshel Avram Tinyon, Arik Chaim, Tot Fresh Nun Chaz, the Ramei Arik and Azagoy, Taka says this, that by Hefka, why should he give a kinyan a takana of Hefka for? It's not benefiting him. For a specific individual, Matana, Mechira, Kinyan, Gavalt, Mechila, also Gavalt. But Hefka? What's the Chan Hefka? Well, they don't have Hefka. Never, that's Tarot. Very good schmack. It's like Rashi, it's Hefka.
It can't be Mechila. Mechila to whom?
I don't know what that's called. I have no idea. But they learned they really got it. Now, if I should know, it's a Nekar Yishum Yaisha. It has to be, it's a Hefka. Has in your clay Hefka, Pasha, unless it's a Rishus, a Mechila that you're allowed to take my item. It's like a Rishus. Maybe that's what they learned. I don't know. But Pasha Chad, the Rashi says it's Hefka, Memela, Zari Gishmak, Hefka, Taka, Ketanam don't have. Who the Ketanim don't want? It was before they do it. It already happened. They have the Meisah. They never said they don't want the Ketanim. What he has to do is Zaka Meisah. It's too late. Now they can't claim spilled milk. It's too late. All right. Another Gevaldik Kazakh over here, which you have to take out of this halacha, which is very negeya, even more negeya than what I just said. Now look at the Nesivis in Sifkot Yiralis. Nesivis says, if you see over here that Yasmi Alad B'nei Mechilinenu, so Nesivis Gevaldik, Lefizeh, Hu Adin V'Aveda, B'Dovo She'ein B'Yisimin, K'Shenizvada, Loi De'edim, Shu Shaitzayimim, if I know that this Dovo She'ein B'Yisimin belonged to Yisayimim, and they lost this item, and I know normally a Dovo She'ein B'Yisimin, we are Miyayish, and you're allowed to keep it, let's say money. I found money. It's a Dovah Shein Beis Yisimin. I wasn't matching the keys. I'm allowed to keep it. But if it was Ketanim's money or Ketanim's item, Chayiv Lahans here. Why? The Ein Yiyush Meil the Ketanim. The Avi Yish Lai Medas. Ketanim Alav B'nei Deiminu. So their Yish is not a Yish. It's like a Yish Lai Medas. Their Das to be matched with Yishkein Das. So they were never Miyayish. They think they were Miyayish. They were never Miyayish. Mameila, it's like a Dovah. Which was not from you, so you're not allowed to keep it. So now they, the shame, they said, if it was Ketanim, you got to give it back. So a schoolyard, any elementary school, it's Kavaldik, it's a Pella. Anything that's down, which is a shovel of fruit in an elementary school, unless it's maybe in eighth grade, you're fried, you're slammed. What are you going to do? It's a double shame, it's Kavaldik. What are you going to do now? You still, it's Ketanim. And the double show Ketanim, the yeast doesn't work. Even if it's money, it doesn't work. What are you doing? You don't pick it up. You don't pick it up. Okay. So, on the tzadet it belongs to them, certainly, and the tzadet belongs to parents and gave it to the kid. So then, right, the Zamechem Yidolah told me that if you're going to tell me that it belonged to the father and he gave it to Ketanim, so my blood is going to evade him. Lachayr, let me just step up. Lachayr, the fathers certainly don't know that they lost it. So his blood was yishling me that. And the fathers know that the kid lost it. The kid would have to first come home, say, Ty, I lost the item. They don't even know about it. But then that was on the Chen you want to say that when the father gave it to his kid in the first place, it's an Avedim Midas. Because the kid can't control, they lose items freely. Then if it's the father's item, then it's Avedim Midas, so then I'll have you allowed to keep it. It's not a problem. But if it's the kid's item, sometimes they get items. I don't know, you have to down each item as a yeshiva person, but if it's a kid's item that he himself found, or he got as an allowance, you have to know how it works, or he himself works for the money, and the economy, then it'll have a problem that the yish is nishkein yish, and the meilo, you're stuck with an aveda, or shame for yish, for kids. Sorry? It's an aveda midah, it's a dov shame midah, and you can't give it back, so it's aveda midah, it's that's so, but when he gave it to his kid, he knew that all of the laws. No, you can't. No. It's in the Shmir. The Lord Dara from other items that a kid owns that it's Midah Kishalom or whatever. I know, but no, he has a Gevitz Shmir. Anyway, even by Aveda Midah, we have to talk about when their father gives money to the child, if Moses Aveda Midah, I've had a close on the child holding on to it, you can't take it away from him, that's for sure. But once he lost it, and now it's in the matter, Aveda Midah, so I've had you allowed to keep it. Okay, so we could discuss that soon in Reish Ayin, that if it's Samach HaShulchan and a Hanami, we can make, but it's actually only once he brings it home to his father. And if his father wants, if the, a lot of times the father doesn't accept the money, okay, whatever, we could handle it. Sorry? And that was, how can that help you? And? For example, why don't I go to Los Angeles and say I lost money? I also lost money, why not? How, with the Jewish Bechatiyah, so as long as you don't take... I don't know if you do that. No, you see, they're not giving it back with the regular. How are they ever going to give back money? I'm ashamed they're doing it. How are they ever going to give it back? They're not following the Hilchos Shmir. You're not allowed to bring it to them. Sorry? could.
If
you hold the Aveda Midas, look at Zamnik and the Gavaldic. But if not, it's Yishlam Midas. So, again, so it's still, you're right, so it's still Yishlam Midas. But the shot is, could they do Yish? But the Nesivas over here in the Kaddish are just like they came to Esko, who did they came to Yish? And it's not just the Nesivas, I'm going to rattle off. It's Kamat, I mean, the Ruba Akhrainim, to the Makan Ephraim on the Goyf Alaraman and Gzele Pergidado Halakha Aleph. Goes on and on. There's a whole list of Achrayim who manage to say the same thing from the Nesivis, just like they can't be Michael, which means Hefka, so too they can't be Miyash. Mitzchazal were never Mitzakin Yish, just like they were never Mitzakin Hefka, same story. They're never Mitzakin Yish, because it doesn't benefit the Ketanim to be Miyash. But they wouldn't make a takana. Just like they're not going to make a takana for Hefka, they're not going to make a takana yish. It's not to his benefit. So they never made a takana, so they yish, and this came yish.
Very interesting.
If you find an adult money. If you find an adult money, you say, how to keep it. Why? You ready? Have, you ready to pick up? You have a key. You have a chiva java. What do you mean? The guy who lost or the guy who found it? Right. Right. Now it's miyash, but it's too late. You already picked it up. You have a chiva java. It's too late. If you left in the yard until he became a mitzvah, it's not going to stay there, but... Sorry? When the cotton finds it, you mean. Okay, that's a problem. Maybe not. But, all right. Come to the long Rav Moshe. And Moshe is a blitz chiddush. Taste of doesn't mean any akron, nothing. So he's touching up the figure, the machlek is a bay, and Rav Yishu in the dad, Havi Yishu in the dad, Lev Yishu, come out, look at Rav Moshe, you can look it up, it's in Simen Chof Aleph, is it? Hold on a second. Yes, Simen Chof Aleph, Anav Gimbal. Rav Moshe is machadish, the Rav Yishu. So like this, he says, a cotton doesn't have that to be maxed, to be kind of to shop something, a kinyan. So Yish, you're not shopping anything, it's a matiz. If a guy gave up, he's being, he's lashing, I'm being, not being machzik on the item like a violin, so it's in the state of yish. Something that's in the state of yish, you're allowed to keep. So who cares? He's a cousin. I feel a kid like katana. He's a baby. He's 1 year old. It doesn't make a difference. If he doesn't have shlita on the item, it's an aveda, and he doesn't reckon with the item as if it's his because he gave up, so it's yish. It's in the matter of yish, and you're allowed to keep it. So a cousin has yish. Even a kid like katana, they have yish. You don't need a takana. It's in the matter of yish. Hefka they don't have. But yish, hefka is a kinyan. I have to shop hefka, I have to be masked. This is yish. It is my yish. I gave up. So it's in the status, it's in the state of yish, and I'm not anyone's allowed to keep it. Very nice. So when time, I'm not going to share calling now. This is a Moshe's, doesn't quote anyone. This is on his own. Sorry? Says this in Abaye, Rabbi's been better. Rabbi holds the Yish, like Midas, have a Yish. So therefore they want to say in Rabbi that since when he gets older, he'll look at being the Yish, so then his Yish can be Chal already now as a coffin. But we're going in Abaye, we've had Yish, like Midas, love a Yish. So Moshe, no, it's not a problem, because it's in a massive of Yish. That's from Moshe. Aye, so by Tami Deziki over here, so over here too, why say Yash, love and the Chilin, you see they could have a massive of Yish. So Moshe said, no, because he was talking about before it fell off the tree. There's no Yish, it's an Aveda. You need to come on to Hefka, like Rashi said. Hefka they don't have. Hefka they can't be Maskia. But Yish? Them Yish. The name is all over. How do you live? It's an emotion. Maybe even more. Cotton's even more nervous. He's hands in his pocket all day long. L'chaira. The more Achrenim we discuss these in Yonim, I'm just going to, if you even want to look it up, there's a Ma'in Achor from Brother Matir Chavdez and Mebez, there's a Nishmat Kochai and Cheshmishpat Lamed, there's Agudas Ezeiz, Chelgalef, he has a similar on Yish Shalem Nidaz, and there's Ulam HaMishpat here also, he says, Avad, it looks over here that Yish is also a problem, it won't work. He just has a Svara similar to him, but his Svara is, that anything that happens about Kochai Adam, like a Ketana, you can give a Ketana a get. Because it happens about Kochi. You don't need a Ritzlina to shop it. So he says, it sounds like a mercy. So the Yish is not about Kochi. So I don't need that. It's a matter. If it's about Kochi, so if he's my Yish, and then they'll be allowed to keep it. But he says, I've had the state all over here, not like that, and he's not saying anything, and Bato died there to restrain him. But if it was up to him, he would have been Michalik, that type of a Torah.
It's amazing the habit that yeesh works a whole different way than normally we would have understood. And I just want to bring out that if you go like this in Moshe, I want to know if a guy, we discussed at the beginning of Leishamach, the beginning of the Siman and Sefala, when he died as a Yerusha and the Yerusha and the Kaisel, I want to know if a guy has an item and he dies, and his kids don't even know about the item. It's not that they're miyayish. They don't know how to have it in the first place to be miyayish. What's the halacha? So Namala would have said, hey, there's no yish, so they don't know about it. But it's dead, and they don't know about it, it doesn't work. And not me, it's a machab. And Muhammad Sadalov said that as long as it's doyah doyah, the halacha is, if it's your side of the kaisel, it belongs to you. It's not an abeda with yish. And not only that, the preacher over there has a case. The preacher in the beginning of the sermon says that even if the Yoshim, unbeknownst to the Yoshim, they sold the house with all its contents, they didn't even know that these contents exist. Avad, it's not a yish, and avad, you're going to have to give it back. But Rav Moshe, l'chayra, if you don't know that you own it, you should be like just like the cousin. I never knew it in the winter. I'm not being shamed like a violent, the Lord, I'm not being massic asthma like a violent on the item. I don't know what's mine in the first place. Neither the cousin, this is the fish, this. I don't know what's mine in the first place. It's still not being massic asthma like a violent. It's in the tears. A carbon can't affect anything. A carbon is not a bad guy to affect anything. No, but it's a material. He's not being shielded on the item. So if I don't know that, I'm certainly not being shielded on the item. So if you didn't know about it, so you're not being shielded on it. No, Yavi Yishon says, I know I have the item, I don't know I lost it. So I still think I have the item at home. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on my item. I think I still have it. It's a toy, because if I would know that I lost it, I'm not going to give up. But right now, I think it's still mine. Is that because you gave? Not because you did a mice of giving up. I can't do any mice. It's a matzis. If it's not being shayla, it's a matzis because you are. So hereby, if I don't know, if you want to be chad, doesn't die, but you're going to have to say a good chilek, because that's mafurish in the beginning of the sermon in the prisha, that there's no yish b'chai gavna. So anyway, the mice is going against every achon, everyone, and he doesn't cause him to even go against him. He just, on the Baruch Hashem, yes, and if you find something in the schoolyard, even if it was zichri kiv, then you'd be allowed to keep it, because the yish and the cotton also work, and it'll be good. So, Bar was accepting Rav Moshe, the Friedrich Gregorium,
for other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.